previously on Hot House Bruiser.
I never showed you my scars.
Yeah. You talk the talk, but guess what's cheap?
Bring in the shooter, and it's all yours.
Like you say, I'm a street-level guy.
Otherwise, you're fired.
I'm not gonna hit you, Vera.
What, you think I can't take a punch? Been punched more than you, tough guy.
I'd seriously hit that if she had a pulse.
I get the shooter. I get level 9. I get us out.
What's the max sentence for killing a clone?
You know there's no law yet.
Then why don't you grab a bear claw?
And now, episode 3, Heist into Hell.
So I cleared my name for murder, took a 10-minute break, and now a $3,000 phone was snuggled into my ear canal with some pretty bad news.
Rinser.
Just tell me what this is all about.
I have Vera here, and she's connected to a machine that's really just state-of-the-art. Now the settings go all the way to 100. Would you like to hear what it sounds like on a 5?
The point is made. You're talking about a heist. Sager Tech Containment Facility.
That's the joint.
You know the company's listening in right now.
Actually, no. I paid a lot of money for that little red phone you got stuck in your ear. This is fully encrypted.
Yeah, it's fully something.
Walk out to the street. There's a van.
I need to call my daughter back.
Let's see what noises Vera makes when she's dialed to A6.
I guess the machine keeps going up the scale if I don't play ball.
I'm afraid so.
Okay.
Put me in. There was a white van on the street. Engine running, no windows. The door slid open, but I couldn't quite see who was inside. I looked up the street and down. No one in any particular hurry to crack me on the back of the head. So, I got in the van.
Bruiser, I want you to meet Muzzy Palermo.
Fucking John.
Who's the kid? Is he shaven yet?
Elliot will be
Spider!
We'll be handling tech issues.
Somebody want to tell me what's the plan?
You're going inside the main containment facility of Sager Tech. I will guide you via your little red phones at critical junctures. You will go to the containment level, open the main vault, and steal the objective.
Oh, piece of cake. The main containment level is 20 stories straight down, and the elevators are airtight.
I will guide you through it.
I mean many heavily armed guards who make it a point to know everyone in the facility on a personal level.
I will guide you through it.
Say we make it down those 20 stories. The containment level is patrolled by swarm technology.
I can't hack swarm technology. What the hell's that mean? Swarm technology is like tiny camera bots. They use anti-grav to fly around.
They don't mind flying through your head if you don't have clearance.
I will guide you.
Nobody said anything about swarm technology. I can't hack that
and
kind of...
And the main containment vault is in the center of a big clean room. They got thermocoils mounted on top of the vault. Turns the whole clean room into a microwave. That's why the lab coats call it the microwave.
Then we shut it off.
No shut off. It's on a timer.
Bruiser, I want you to listen carefully. Out of 100, this is a 7.
I knew this. This guy, this voice, whoever he was gonna kill Vera regardless. My only shot was go along with the heist, keep him talking in my ear, see if he dropped something. Of course, this whole job was most likely a one-way trip, and tomorrow I'll be telling Vera all about it over harp music.
All right. Whatever it is, let's steal this thing and go home.
So we plowed through the quarantine, Muzzy driving and I fucking me in the mirror the whole time. I kept on being Mr. Chatty to see if I could get the voice in my ear to spill something.
You know, I wouldn't mind knowing what we're stealing. Professional curiosity.
You'll know it when you see it. You're almost at the delivery gate. You're probably sitting on a big crate that says Trojan Plumbing Supply. You and Spider get in.
And Muzzy is the delivery boy.
Don't overthink it. Just get in.
Dude, move your legs.
A whole lot better if you're a Playmate of the Month.
This is beyond recognition, man. Nobody ever said they had sworn technology or whatever else waiting for us.
Listen to the choir, kid.
Hey, it's made like plumbing supplies, and shut the fuck up!
Inside that box, I couldn't scratch my nose, let alone do anything about the overall situation. Meanwhile, the kid reminded me of somebody, but I couldn't place him. Finally, Muzzy parked the crate and started working a guard.
Let me see your packing list.
Knock yourself out.
Open your crate, please.
Crowbar's in the van.
Then get it.
Just let me get the fucking thing in the dock before my back goes out.
You're not on the manifest. Wait right here.
You want me to get my crowbar or not?
Davey?
Yeah?
I got a hinky delivery, Doc 14. No offense, pal.
None taken. Oh, here's my crowbar.
I want out of this box, man.
Let him do his job.
I got a call. Where's Briggs?
Maybe you can help me.
Did he let you in here without a pass?
As soon as you're out, get the gear from the van. Muzzy will put the guards in the crate.
You said nobody would get hurt.
Part of growing up is learning to deal with disappointment.
Just go, kid.
Come on.
The voice knew every left and right before we got there. He was definitely tracking us on GPS from our phones, but I could tell he'd never been inside the place. He was reading off a schematic or something.
You should see a door called Maintenance Access. Take that, make a right down the corridor, follow the signs that say Main Conduit.
Let's go.
Yeah, he was safe somewhere, all right. We were just dots on a screen running through a maze. I couldn't figure out how much these other guys knew about our boss. Plus, I was still trying to place the kid.
Hey, kid. You get a look at our commander-in-chief, or are you as blind as me?
Bruiser, I'm right in your ear. I can hear everything.
Then just tell me where you want me to go.
You're already there. You should see an armored door up ahead that says Conduit Access. There's a camera over the door. Spider will fuzz the camera with an EMP.
Camera's blind.
Bruiser, the door has a lock with a level 3 clearance. Use your ID.
I swipe my card on this door and it'll be on my permanent record.
Well, not sure if Vera cares about your permanent record right now.
Look, there's gotta be another way into this.
Did I mention the higher levels on this machine cause convulsions that will break her ribs?
Yeah, you're the brains.
This room was like a cathedral of water pipes. Must have come from every corner of the world and went down a Grand Canyon or something in the floor. Didn't take a genius to figure out how we were skipping the elevators.
Spider, rig up the zip lines and make sure everyone has their harness on properly.
20 stories straight down. There's not enough cable in the world.
Actually, there is. You're using high-tension monofilament. You have over 2 miles of wire in your rig.
Wire's molecular bonded, so you can basically hang a truck off it. Only don't grab the wire once it's tight. So thin you can kiss your fingers goodbye.
This gets better and better.
Let's go. Okay, everybody suited up. Let's go.
So I find myself hanging over a 40-story drop by something thinner than a human hair. We all just kept dropping down in the dark. Just spiders on our strings. Occurred to me I was playing basketball with Riley less than an hour before.
Did you guys hear something?
What?
Are they working in the main conduit?
Nobody out there.
No, I heard.
I still wanted to know who I had on the phone calling the shot, so I kept trying to trip him up.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Mastermind? What happens if they find our rig upstairs and decide to pull out the scissors?
They won't.
You guys know what'll happen if we get caught, right? SagerTech will lock us up in the executive suite.
Quiet, please, till you reach the bottom.
I'm not sure this shaft has a bottom. I think it goes to Beijing. Or maybe it goes to Vera's bar, huh, boss? Is that where I know your voice?
Quiet, please.
Maybe this shaft goes to Sky Barrio. I put you in there, boss man? Or maybe
Why
this shaft goes
shut
to...
Shut the fuck up!
Just talking about shaft.
When the kid snapped his ankle on that beam, he cried out. And I finally placed him. See, before the walls, I arrested this kid's dad right in the family kitchen. Kid was maybe 8. He didn't cry. He didn't run over and beat me with his little fist or any of that. The old man was a piece of shit, and the kid probably knew it. Didn't make me feel any better.
Tell me what's going on, Bruiser.
The kid caught his foot in a girder. I don't know if he's out of the game, but it's not good. I say abort.
You'll keep going.
With no tech support, what are you gonna talk me through an alarm system or something?
The man said keep going!
So it was just me and Muzzy and the ground floor coming up. It was a white floor, empty. Just a big circle of light getting bigger. Then about 20 feet to go, this guard walks under us. He had a card table under his arm. He started setting up shop. Me and Muzzy hit the brakes on our rigs.
Are you in or what?
Then another 3 guards. Poker chips, cigars, the works. Right in our LZ. Me and Muzzy hung right above them like a couple of big and tall pinatas.
So you in or what, huh?
That's what your wife always says.
Now your mom asked me that. Old girl can't feel a thing anymore. Somebody back me up on that, huh?
Tell me about that time on the tower.
Ah, they had it already.
It's a good story.
If these guys would bother to look up, they'd see us hanging right over them.
So, I get the call. There's a guy on the north antenna tower. Built him... You guys aren't ready for this.
What? Come on!
No, nothing can prepare you.
Come on!
Then just for laughs, the kid comes sliding down next to us. His ankle had a bone sticking out.
He has built a jetpack. What he thinks is, like the cartoon coyote or something. Like he's ready to rocket out over the wall.
I couldn't do anything but hang there. The kid's leg was really soaked in blood now. He was trying to keep it from dripping down on that game.
So nobody will go up that tower and get him down, right?
Bruiser.
So fuck it. I'll go. Big talker, right? I'll go.
Bruiser, I need an update.
I mean, the amount of shit I'm gonna take if I bitch out now. Oh, it's unlivable. Unlivable.
Now a big drop of blood was hanging off the kid's shoe, just waiting to let go and land on somebody's cards.
I get up the tower, and this guy's full on committed.
Bruiser,
and he's had enough of the box, man. He wants out of the hothouse.
Bruiser.
So I'm looking at this guy's apparatus, which is just basically a fuse attached to a tank, of which I'm realizing says gasoline.
Do I need to take Vera's dial up a notch?
Finally, that drop of blood said Geronimo and jumped. I watched it fall onto that white tabletop with a big red plop.
And he's got his Zippo and he's sparking it.
I got you. I know you've got your game.
What, you gonna rat us out now? Probably jerking each other off over there.
Before I could tell if the coast was clear, that little wire started making a funny sound.
Bruiser.
Yeah, I'm not always at liberty to chat during this job, as you can imagine.
I see you're now on the main containment level. You need to head north.
The kid is in pain. We have to carry him.
Coming up on your left is a security door, plated steel, with an explosive bolt.
I see it.
The Swarm Technology patrols the other side of the door.
I told you, can't hack Swarm Technology.
You won't have to. Swarm Technology tracks by heat signature. In your gear is a thermal transmitter set to room temperature. Bruiser and Spider will carry it with you, and you'll be invisible to the Swarm for about 45 seconds.
The kid can't walk.
Improvise.
Either you improvise or I do. And you won't like my view.
Fucking done, man. Look at me. What do they got, Bruiser? What's in the executive suite?
I'm gonna fix you up, but you gotta focus. Where's your duct tape?
Duct tape?
You go on a major heist without a roll of duct tape.
It's in the black tool case.
What are you doing? The fuck is this? A three-legged race?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Kid, you keep your weight on your good foot. I'm your other leg. Hold on to me.
Once you're in the hall, you'll see a red door at the far end. You have 45 seconds once you turn on your thermal transmitters. It's 200 feet.
So don't stop for coffee.
Transmitter will beep before it runs out of juice.
You kids have a nice look.
All right. Turn them on. Go!
I didn't see the swarm.
Yeah, way to jinx.
They're fast.
All right, they're fast. But they can't see us. Just keep moving.
If they can't see us, what's gonna stop them from blasting right through us?
Hey, do I look like the brains here?
There's one right in front of me.
Keep moving.
It sees me.
Almost there.
It sees me.
If you don't frost up right now, we're dead. 5 seconds. Move.
They see us.
Get under that door. We're in.
This is a valve control room. There's a terminal in there with access to the emergency grid. Spider, I want you to turn on the sprinkler system for the entire floor. You're going to short out the whole swarm.
Access denied. Access override.
You're good.
I avoided the Los Angeles school system.
Entirely.
Had to earn.
Those skills, you should work for SagerTech. Get benefits.
Yeah, well, that road wasn't on the map.
Fire suppression, test.
Okay, it's going to rain in the hallways. It's working. Shorten out the swarm.
Kid, you're pretty smart. You think the binary's real?
Fuck no, there's no disease. Binary disease.
Then why'd they put up the walls?
They got us in here for laughs is all, because they could do what they want.
Keep it to shop talk.
Hey, we get out of this in one piece, I can help you out. Whatever barrel you're over, I got enough pull to fix most things.
I don't want any help, man.
I'm just saying I can fix things, depending upon what it is. It's probably time you caught a break.
Bruiser, do you need a reminder of Vera's situation?
Let's just pull this gig off. The swarm is down. We're free to move about the cabin.
Bruiser, this is for your ears only. You're at a critical juncture. Only two members of the team are going to continue on.
I'll just see myself out.
No, you're going to kill Spider.
That's not on the menu.
It's necessary to eliminate the kid, Bruiser. It is a long, hard trip for Vera up this dial. Don't make me leave her in agony while I go out for a latte.
All I had to do was pick which nightmare I wanted to throw me out of bed every night. Vera's screams or the feel of this kid's throat under my hands.
Bruiser, what's wrong, man? Hey, Bruiser?
I was on the fence, but I still kept moving toward the kid. Then I guess I wasn't smiling. Between this kid and Vera? Well...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Bruiser? Bruiser, stop fucking around, man.
Turns out I didn't have to do anything. Muzzy came up behind him and... he put him down on the floor. Gently, of all things. What was I gonna do? Blow my top? We just stood there looking at each other. And how'd that feel, Muzzy?
Like I told you, I got my orders. A fire now!
The sprinklers must have set off the Halon system. I hope you can hold your breath.
Swipe your card.
Insufficient clearance.
Override. This door ain't going anywhere.
Help me lift it.
You can't lift a containment door like a second.
Keep clear of containment
doors. Go under. You got it.
I got it. Go under.
You sure?
I got it.
No offense.
Fucking go under, man.
I got out, saw Muzzy was losing his grip on the door. It would have been easy to let him just get sealed up in there. Gas would have killed him, problem solved. Or maybe I needed this psycho to get out of here alive. So I ripped a fire extinguisher off the wall and I propped it under the door.
Please see your employee handbook for a complete list of safety measures.
You're good. Slide under.
I don't suppose you know a good chiropractor.
Your GPS says you haven't moved from the control room.
Yeah, we don't even get an hour for lunch. Where do we go from here?
Follow the signs and say North Containment.
Why don't you just tell me what we're stealing?
What you're stealing is the Black Rose.
And that is?
It's the key to the hothouse.
The key how?
The key out. Out like escaping.
You could be a little more concrete.
Just follow the signs. Next stop is the microwave.
We keep going deeper in. The air was getting hotter. The walls and the floors were hot. The hell were they keeping down here?
Muzzy, you hear someone. Get back.
What set these goddamn sprinklers off?
I want to know where's security.
The whole floor is blind and they're running around topside.
God damn it.
She's unstable again.
Try upping her levels with the ACG.
I peeked through a lab window. They had some girl floating in a tank of water. Her eyes were solid black. Figured she was blind. Anytime she touched the walls of her fish tank, they'd zap her. She'd grab her head like it was splitting open. The door had a plaque. Matter, transference, something, something, number 10, D. Curtis. D. Deb, Debbie, Danielle.
Hitting the game. Let's go.
What are they doing to her?
Not our problem. Move.
Okay, we're looking at the main containment room.
Tell me what you see.
Like I said before we started, it's a clean room big enough to play full court. Glass walls all around. The containment vault's in the middle, maybe 100 feet. Vault's got a big, scary, glowing thermocoil on top. The whole thing's a big glass microwave.
You see a command box on the wall? There's no card swipe, no touchpad, just a little microphone.
Yeah.
That's how you're shutting off the coils. Sager has a verbal command that overrides everything in every system. It's a phrase that has special meaning to him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're close to Sager. You're his go-to guy. You know this phrase. Just say the password into the mic, the computer will turn off the coils.
You got the wrong guy. Sager doesn't tell me
to classify. Whether or not you've been exposed to the password, maybe Vera will help jog your memory.
Look, I don't know it.
This is a 50 setting.
You base this whole job on something you think I know? I don't know it.
You do know it. Even if you don't know, you know it, so think.
You better shit a password, pal.
Or I'll pull it out of your ass myself.
Yeah, it's your magic crowbar. I get the point. If I don't know...
Level 50 coming up.
Then I'm going in there. Fuck!
Give me that, Muzzy.
Let go of me,
you cook, I said. Yeah.
You listen to me, jackass. He's got my kid. He's got my kid, and I will kill you to get him back.
He'll kill your kid no matter what.
Then you find this asshole. I'll get him what he wants. You track him down. You hear me? You pay him back for this.
Muzzy.
Muzzy got halfway to the vault before his skin started to bubble up, but he kept going. Then his skin fell off in sheets, but he kept going. I'm here.
Are the thermocoils disabled?
They're dead.
Go to the vault. Take the great tool case. There's a drill. I can see you on GPS, but not Muzzy.
The phone and Muzzy are slightly melted.
Leave him, then. Set up the drill. It has a tripod. Should take 20 minutes to bust the lock.
Then I saw my way out. The voice couldn't track Muzzy's little red phone on GPS. All I had to do was switch phones, keep the boss talking while I got the fuck out of Dodge. As far as he could tell, I was staying put with the drill.
How's the drill doing?
It might take longer than I thought.
You sound out of breath.
Long day. You want to tell me what this black rose looks like?
You'll know it when you see it.
How am I supposed to get it to you?
There's a coolant reservoir just north of where you are. You're going for a swim, Bruiser. The current will pull you under, and maybe 2 minutes you'll be outside the complex in the main reservoir building.
You don't even know what we're actually stealing, do you?
It's the key out, I said. That's all you need to know.
Put Vera on.
You're not in the position.
I'm 10 minutes away from grabbing your heart's desire. Now, if you don't want me to crush this black rose, whatever it is under my shoe, put her on.
Bruiser, I want you to cut in. Huh? This guy's a terrible dancer.
I'll do what I can, girl. All right, here goes.
My phone back at the drill would keep the voice waiting for maybe 20 minutes. That meant I had 2 minutes not to drown and 18 minutes to find Vera. But I knew where to look.
I want you to cut in. This guy's a terrible dancer.
She was talking about the only time we ever danced.
Mind if I cut in?
Well, actually...
Thanks.
What's under your hat, Vera?
This is ever so slight an improvement.
Hold off till you see what's left of your shoes.
You can step on me a little. I'll allow it.
I don't know what it was at that moment. Well, yeah, I do know. She had this dress that was pretty much backless and frontless, and I was right up on her ear with her breath on my neck, and right there I was gonna kiss Vera Grail, and that was gonna be all she wrote. There. If I bite that apple now, my family outside.
All right.
Mr. Integrity.
Thanks for the dance, Romeo.
Yeah, I didn't take the shot. And now I find myself on the same dance floor, dripping wet. Vera wanted me to come here, this exact spot.
Bruiser, you should be through the lock by now. What's the holdup?
A couple more minutes. I think I can see it. The Black Rose.
Tell me, what is it?
You want me to say the stuff that dreams are made of? Because I'm not going to say that.
Bring it to me. You can get to the coolant system down the complex in 5 minutes.
What if I don't bring it to you?
I'm going to turn the machine on now, and I'm going to leave it on.
That'll be the last thing you do.
We'll see.
Just as he hit the switch, I saw a window across the street. It was flashing with a sick yellow light. That's where they were.
Vera!
I squeezed him so hard his earpiece popped out. Oh, red earpiece, same as mine.
I didn't want to. He's got my wife. He's got my wife.
All right, turn this thing off. Help me get her loose.
Hey, mind if I cut in?
This is ever so slight an improvement.
Nobody move.
Right on time, Sager's lawyer, with the usual legal muscle. God, I fucking hated those guys.
Bruiser, I have footage of you extracted, by the way, from about $500,000 worth of waterlogged cam bots, showing you breaking into the main containment vault. Mr. Sager would like to discuss this with you.
I hope over drinks I'm all nerves.
Take them to the executive suite.
So now I knew what the executive suite looks like. Turns out it's just a jail made out of the same polyglass as our beloved walls. I was starting to feel like that girl down in the lab floating in her fish tank. The hell was gonna happen to her? And why was she bugging my Elser? Vera Grail comes in wearing a black suit made out of razors or something. I mean, she looked good. She gave the guard one eyebrow and he took a powder.
What's under your hat, Bruiser?
Vera Grail. Why don't you just tell me what you really are?
Vera pulls a SagerTech ID out from her bra, slaps it on the glass, right in front of my face.
Level 9, access.
Vera Grail was a level 9.
Next time on Hot House Bruiser, Episode 4, Big Daddy to the Box.
You want transparency? You got the wrong company.
I also like to know who my friends are.
Wrong city.
My ulcer's the only thing that tells me the truth.
Well, maybe there's such a thing as too much truth.
How do you deal with separation from your own family?
I hit the sauce.
One-time offer. Give me the surfer, and I'll give you the sniper.
The good news is this test says you've got 24 hours to live.
What's the bad news?
Test was 23 hours ago.
Hot House Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser. Series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail. Jim Storm as Mr. Sager. John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha. Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman. Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman. And Kirsten...
Anna Sheridan. New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Kristen Roeders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Tom Beyer as Spider, Vito Lamorte as Muzzy Palermo, and Lyle Scosi as No Hand Stan. Also featuring Billy Scott, James Leary, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hot House Bruiser.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Icebox Logic.